This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle market for the week ending March 12th. Well, we had an okay week in the cattle space. Front months stabilizing for both lives and feeders. Back months pushing into new contract highs. So it's interesting that the back months are performing so much better than the front months, but I think that can be explained still with the massive storm that we had a few weeks ago. The futures market for the week, April's were unchanged. August was up 270. Feeder cattle front months were up 175. And again, the back months were up stronger than that. So it's a market that has found some stability here. And it looks like we're starting to push higher, led by those deferred months. Normally, you'd like to see the front months pulling you higher. So that could be a red flag here. But seasonally, we tend to have a very strong demand-driven market into early spring as we get the grilling season going and we get fresh retail demand. And this year in particular, you know, you're coming out of a pandemic, which has just been, you know, brutal. And, you know, economic hardships all the way around, massive disruption in all the markets primarily. And Now as we come out of it, you're looking at a stimulus package by the government. You're looking at the potential for more get-togethers. And I think demand for beef from a normal perspective, from a normal grilling perspective, there's going to be a lot of incentive and desire to get outside, you know, resume normal activities in the spring. I just think there's going to be a great deal of demand for the beef space. And red meat in general, but in particular beef as you get into the spring. So what's holding us up here? Well, I think it's the hangover from the massive storm a few weeks ago. You backed up a lot of cattle and those are now coming to market. You've kind of regained some traction here, get these cattle back in condition, and they're coming into the pipeline fairly quickly. Slaughter rates so far this week are steady with the week prior and steady with the year ago, where we've been running behind a year ago for several weeks. Now we're catching up. And again, I think it's just that bottleneck of cattle kind of getting pushed into the pipeline. But slaughter so far this week as of Friday was 594,000 head, equal to a week ago, and just 1,000 behind a year ago. The cash trade has been steady for several weeks. We're still sitting at 114 on the Fed trade, and we're at 180 on the dress trade. That's steady on the week, and again, where we've been for several weeks. The box beef has moved all over the place, generally moving lower over the last week. So we're down about $5 on the choice box beef, and select is down about just one. So it's definitely been the choice that has come under some pressure. The spread has gone from about $10 to $5.50 just over the last week. So it's definitely coming off of the choice. It's interesting that the retailer is not more active in the market. And again, I think that's just simply because there's just more beef on the market and there's more pressure on the packers to move it. So while we expect to see demand be fairly strong, there's plenty of beef around, and it's the packers that are taking the hit in the cash trade. They had plenty of wiggle room to do that. Their margins were huge, and they've been huge for a year, but they're the ones that are starting to see the decline. As we work our way through this bottleneck of cattle, which really should clear up over the next week or two, and we get into that big push for the spring season, numbers should back off significantly. We're still headed into that window where the light placements, the 2 months of light placements from last fall, will show up in the marketplace. And I think that'll happen right as you get into that April time window. And normally, again, your demand is fairly strong. Usually we see these seasonal highs from mid-March into early April or so. I think that's going to be stretched, number one, because of the demand-driven market, but also because of the bottleneck up front, and then you should see a significant drop in market-ready cattle as you get into April and perhaps even into May. And I think the deferred months are reflecting that. The deferred months are showing an expectation that beef demand will be strong throughout the year. We expect that the economy will reopen, restaurants will be open, that consumer demand will be huge as you go to restaurants and you do more outdoor activities. And that's the market is clearly reflecting that. And the feeder cattle are responding as well. Corn prices at least have stabilized, if not gone down. The feeders are responding to a strong deferred live cattle market. That's certainly supporting the market. The cash feeder cattle trade has been a little choppy, just back and forth all week long. So we're still sitting at around 134 on the feeder cattle index, which is where we were at the end of the previous week. But there's a lot of optimism, I think, out there. And with feeder cattle, with this massive winter storm coming through as we speak in the southwest and southern plains and central plains, that's going to drop much needed moisture across that entire region, which most of which is engulfed in a drought status. Well, this is going to get pastures and winter wheat growth off to a great start, and I would expect that you're going to see good demand for grass calves as we get into the spring. And normally when that's the case, feeder cattle prices tend to stay strong into early May. And I don't see any reason why that would not be the case. If in fact consumer demand for beef is going to stay strong, that will obviously help to support the live cattle market. That will help support the feeder cattle market. And even if corn starts to move higher, I don't think that's going to be a big drag on feeder cattle, because it's the cash index that's just an index of all the auction yards around the country. They're going to be reflecting good solid demand for calves. And it's going to be a smaller supply somewhat because of the smaller herd size. So these are all the things contributing to what could be a good solid spring for feeder cattle and even for live cattle as well. Longer term, it just remains to be seen kind of how the economy shakes out and how well we get out of this pandemic, how well the vaccinations go. I mean, everybody says, you know, you're not going to get this economy back on track until we beat the virus. Now, we're on our way to doing that. It's just a matter of being diligent and continuing on that path. So I think there's some optimism here, at least in the short term for cattle. Longer term, the market is telling us that they expect the optimism to be there throughout the summer and into the fall. Perhaps we'll see that. If we get a hiccup somewhere, if the stock market stalls out or, you know, starts to buckle, as some are suggesting it will, that would be a drag on live cattle. So my suggestion is that as we get into the spring, if indeed we get that rally into the, you know, early April time window, that those are some good hedging opportunities. And in fact, we are getting that on the deferred contracts. We are into new contract highs. It's the front months that have been a drag here. So it's as you get into this normal seasonal window, which we're just approaching. I still think there's some more upside here. The deferreds, maybe not quite as much. The front months, you know, getting past the bottleneck should help then support the April cattle as we get into that delivery month. But when you look at the deferred charts, we indeed are pushing into new highs into this normal seasonal time window. So be prepared here that, you know, over these next few weeks, I would expect the market to put in at least a temporary high, if not a longer term high. And what we're seeing here is presenting those opportunities to get some sales on the books. So short term, optimistic. Long term, I think the market is giving us an opportunity to get some hedges in place. And for feeders, I would look for them to be strong into early May, simply because we should be off to a pretty good start for grazing conditions in the southern and central plains. Now, last week, export sales were pretty decent, 20,900 tons. South Korea took 6,600, Japan 5,900, Mexico 2,100. Pork export sales at 32,400. China took 10,000 of that, Mexico 7,000, Japan took 3,100. So export sales hanging right in there, obviously contributing to the support across the beef and the pork complex. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.